Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm your host, Theodora Block, and today we have the pleasure of talking to Linda Anderson. We'll talk about plants, maybe some geology, but first, welcome, Linda.
Thank you very much, Theodora. I'm glad to be here.
So we're sitting at the UC Santa Cruz Arboretum right now on a beautiful, sunshiny day. So how did you find your way here?
Well, when I decided when I retired that I was going to get outside. I've had many career changes, and I thought each one of them would get me outside, and they didn't. So I spent most of my career in the lab, so I decided when I retired, I was going to get outside, and the Arboretum just drew me. It's such a special place.
So for someone who's never been before, which I hopefully all of you will come visit if you haven't, where would you say to start out? What can you see here?
Well, because I love California natives, I would start in the front entrance garden, which is a showpiece of sort of the more charismatic plants and hopefully will draw you into wanting to plant your own California native garden, which is so critical for all of our insects and birds. And I mean, it's just such an integral part of the ecosystem in California that's so varied that hopefully that'll get you excited. And then we also have a conservation garden, which essentially is a living library of the rare and endangered plants in the California coastal area. And it sits up on, I think that's the third coastal terrace, and it looks out over the bay. It's spectacular for bird watching and all of the native plants that we find along the California coast, all in one spot. So you can have a hike through California in just, you know, a short period of time. So it's really a research garden, mm-hmm. especially the conservation garden. So everything that's collected has an accession number that's associated with it in a database that mm-hmm. can allow us to follow their success. And some of them have been reintroduced to places where they are now extinct.
Oh, wow. Yeah, are there any specific examples of those?
There's a particular manzanilla that was put back at the lighthouse down by Big Sur, mm-hmm. those cliffs. There was a particular manzanilla called Arctostaphylos edmundsii that was on those cliffs, and I think there were only two plants left.
Wow.
And cuttings from here were then reintroduced onto those cliff sides. Mm-hmm.
So the conservation is not only from collecting, but also being able to plant, grow, and occasionally...
And then collect again.
Yeah.
And put back, yes. Mm-hmm.
This might be too difficult a question, but do you have any particular favorite plants right now in the garden?
Oh, favorite plants.
What do you like to highlight of the week?
Let's see. You know, I really love bush poppies. And they're hard to grow. as you come into the arboretum, it's right at the lower parking lot. It's right as you go into the front entrance garden. There is a beautiful example that's gotten quite old now. And in the spring, it has these beautiful, bright yellow flowers mm-hmm. that I think are really special.
So for anyone who's interested in volunteering, how do they find out more information?
They can just go on the Arboretum website, and they can either sign up right on the website, or if they'd rather come in, there's two gals that will help them sign up. And I would love to have them come and help with the conservation garden or the front entrance garden.
We'll leave it with that. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Yeah. You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. And thanks to all of you for tuning in.